Thank you so much for joining us today and kind of talking a little bit about this event that you are organizing.
Yeah, well, the collective you, or the collective we, I guess. Yeah, we have a really great team that's growing, in fact, of people who are all volunteers wanting to bring a TEDx event to Evansville in October. This feels like something new is happening every week. Something new is happening every week, in fact.
For those who don't know what TED is, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, so my explanation, I go back to the little tagline that they use, which is ideas worth spreading. And I guess maybe before that, I should say that TED stands for technology, education, and design. Oops, sorry, it's not education, it's entertainment. See, and I mix that up sometimes because there's such the strong educational component within it. But it's these ideas that kind of fit somewhere within those, you know, three letters, those three components that are really compelling and impactful and could plant a seed or inspire a path for somebody or a group of people in the future.
I understand that the topic that you or the collective group chose was Renaissance.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Why Renaissance?
It means rebirth. It's Latin and French origin, and it's just something being born again and renewal and revitalization. And when you talk to people around town, there's a sense that that is beginning to happen. We have such a rich history in this community and a lot of successful stories of people and organizations and just a lot of things to be proud of. And yet there's new growth that needs to happen, that is just kind of aching to get out there. And so we're hoping that this event can kind of showcase some of those things that would allow our community to be reborn and to be renewed.
And speaking of those who have a vision of more, can you give us a little snippet maybe of what ideas or what people you are seeing being nominated or what speakers are looking into the future, maybe?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question because we've actually, our team that is selecting the speakers chose to do something a little bit unique, and that is they have elected to not know the identities of those who are submitting talks. So they have a sense of what the ideas are that are being submitted, and the best idea will actually win. And it won't be based on the strength of that person's name or reputation or maybe the company they work for or something like that. So in that sense, I don't have a lot that I can share with you because a lot of it is blind to me. Although I can let you know that they've passed kind of back down the food chain, that there's been a lot of social kind of justice issues and issues around social awareness and the growth of understanding, you know, our fellow humans in the community.
This is something new to Evansville and I guess to the surrounding areas as well. How do you think this is going to impact Evansville?
Well, our hope is that it's aligned with that same general mission of TED, that these are ideas worth spreading. Basically, we hope somebody will hear something and get that picture in their mind or that movie strip in their mind of, wow, I could really see this happening in my life or in my family or in my community, and get inspired to actually, you know, make some actions and do something about it. So we hope that the impact, you know, resonates immediately and long term.
Going along with this topic of your personal interest, I wanted to know, is there a topic or a specific idea that you would like to see presented that day? Or,
well, you know, the talk that really kind of turned me on to TED Talks in general was the one that just happens to be the most viewed TED Talk of all time, which is from Sir Ken Robinson on education. And it's called How Schools Kill Creativity. And I think it's been close to a decade now that it's been out. And yet, schools are still largely in the same place that they were a decade ago. So I'd like to see a talk that is big enough to be a big deal, like tackling education is a big deal, but practical or applicable enough to actually make an impact. And unfortunately, I haven't seen all the impact for Sir Ken Robinson's talk that I would have hoped after 10 years. So whatever that sweet spot is of something that's inspiring and can impact a lot of people, and then will actually happen. That's what I want to see. And what field that's in, it kind of doesn't matter to me.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to add?
I know that there's a lot of things going on in Evansville right now, and sometimes you feel like we shouldn't have things compete on a single night. And I just want everybody who can, who's interested, who's even just slightly interested, to plan on being at that party at the end of the night. Obviously, we want people to attend viewing parties as well, but just let's have a really great time celebrating our community on Tuesday, October 13th.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to see where we go from this and what it all looks like the day after.